Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Took me a while to find that record button there a little bit. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Yeah, man. It's funny. We was just cracking jokes. I'm not drunk right now or whatever. You should have seen how I was looking for this record button. Either I'm blind or I'm half drunk then. Because I said, it's like literally right there, Jay. Just hit that damn thing. But it's Cinco de Drunko today. It is it looks quiet outside for right now, but when that sun go down, them antics will kick in, Cody. You'll see all the drunk celebration.
Once it start looking like Miami Vice out here and shit, all the freaks come out.
I think Americans celebrate Cinco de Mayo more than the Mexicans do.
I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
That's funny. I appreciate it. Everybody's looking at us in disgust, like, y'all motherfuckers do not get it.
They're like, why are you wearing that French flag right now? Don't you know what the French did to us on this?
God damn it.
I love it because, like, even the rednecks, they got their ponchos on and shit. They just like, yeah, brother, we drank Coronas on this day right here, right? It's another day to have some tequila in my eyes or whatever, but I don't need a holiday to tell me to drink that. I want to drink that regularly, though, nowadays.
That's pretty much what I do. My go-to pour.
Oh, I thought you was going to say, that's what I do. I show up, don't do shit, drink tequila.
Well, I mean, the other stuff goes without saying, but.
Yeah. I think they say that on your shirt right now, don't
they? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't do shit. I drink. And if you need a good tequila mixer, I'm wearing a perfect shirt for that with the Grand Ponche.
Very good stuff.
I grabbed a bottle of that, whatever, and I made some margaritas with that bad boy, Cody. Yeah. And I added some Fortaleza on that to give it a little toastiness on that or whatever. Ooh. I got to tell you, I wish I had a smoker because I'd have smoked that bitch then because that's how toasty it was, Cody.
Oof. Man, that's doing things to me right now.
Oh
that
yeah,
amazing!
You add the Grand Ponche to add like kind of that citrusy, fruity flavor to it, or whatever, and then the Fortaleza adds that toastiness to it, the barrel agedness,
and then that pure butter, baby.
Oh, just
that smooth ass Fortaleza! Oh my god! I gotta tell you, man.
Cut it up, baby.
When I had my first sip at the bar the other week, dude.
Cody been talking
that shit blew me away, brother. I'm still on cloud nine with that shit. Yeah. I can't wait to review. I most likely will be reviewing it next week, but wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was funny. Someone who's, I think I told you about this guy. No, he don't drink Blancos and stuff like that. He said, because I told him about the Fortaleza, and I was like, dude, that shit. I know we're not helping the machine right now by pumping up an allocated bottle by saying it's the greatest goddamn thing you could have and shit like that. But goddamn it, when it's true, Cody. I just can't help. That Fortaleza is like.
I'm telling you, man, that. It's
that's just a Blanco.
I'll save it. I'll save it for the review. I'm about to just gush over too much right now.
And that's just the Blanco.
Yeah, that's just the Blanco. That's all. Mind you, that's the only variety I've had thus far.
I haven't even opened the other two bottles. I got the Steel Strength and the Reposado. The only ones I'm missing is the Añejo and the Winter Blend. But shit, that's on my hit list for the year. That's on the hit list for the year. I haven't opened the Reposado.
Something about that Steel Strength, man. I got a good feeling about that one.
That Blanco.
Really good feeling about that one.
I feel like that's going to get you fucked up. Huh? Do you agree with me on that?
Yes. Happily so.
Yes, I don't disagree with you on that. Well, I got it right here in my hand right now, baby. Let's first of all, I don't know what's different about this, and you know what? I don't really give a fuck neither.
You're gonna find out.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I'm gonna be like, hey,
that's what taste test is for.
Okay, I got the Blanco and the Steel Strength right next to each other. This one, the Blanco says Stone Ground, and the Steel Strength 46 Blanco. Actually, I don't even say Blanco on this bitch. Oh, it does. Yes, it does. It says right there. I was about to say, hold on, I don't see it. It is stone crushed. I think they just went different ways of making this. Now,
okay.
Stone Ground, I'm familiar with that. Stone Crushed, I don't think I'm too familiar with Stone Crushed tequila. Also, too, the Steel Strength is 46% alcohol, while the Blanco is 40%. So it's got 6% more in there. I'm trying to see. I haven't tasted it yet, people. So I'm just going by with the bottle. I'm just trying to see what we add here. That's the same too. Okay. Prado Mexico. Those are the two main differences I see on them. Other than one being blue, another one being orange. But that's like basic shit. But yeah, man. I'm that Fortaleza, man. That got me. I think I spent, because I bought all three of them, I spent like $250 on all three. That sounded like to me that was a good price, because I was like, they all like in the $60-$70 range. $70, it was like $140. Yeah, I probably paid maybe like $20 more or whatever, but I want to say it was like around, I think I paid like $236 or $250, somewhere around that range.
Okay.
For all three of them. So I think I only had those.
Still for me.
Shit. Here was my thing, Cody, because they had the Añejo for $149. I might be wrong on that. $129, $149. And then I just looked at the Repo and the Steel Strength, and they had those for $69. I was just like, I can get one bottle for $150, or I can get two for $150 down there. So I was like, I can always find the Añejo later. I was like, I'll get these two.
Yeah.
That way I can just knock out the lineup, whatever. Although, if the Añejo tastes better, then it is what it is. But I just say that like two bottles is better than one, if you ask me. And then I agree. And then they had the Blanco for $59 or $60 or something like that. So I was just like, fuck, I already got one, but I was like, I can't pass on that. I was like, might as well just grab all three.
It's kind of like when you see like G4, you can't really pass up on that.
No.
No good, sir.
G4 is so well priced, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Well priced. I tried to get a Reposado yesterday at Tequila Ranch. They were sold out. I was like, God damn, somebody wiped y'all out. He's like, we had a good sale on it. I was like, God damn. I was like, shit. And the extra Añejo has been hitting hard this year for the G4, too. I got to tell you, I'm kind of shocked I don't see that bottle for like triple the fucking price anywhere. Everywhere I've seen it so far, it's been the same price.
Good. Keep it that way.
It's been very consistent, Cody, with that price. I've seen that Total Wine. I didn't personally see it at Total Wine. I saw someone buy it at Total Wine for $140. I seen that Tequila Ranch for $140. I saw it at Court for 140. I saw it at another store 140. So I'm seeing this. I think even K&L had it 142. So I was like, it's consistently at the same price. I was like, thank God. I ain't got to fucking decide what $10 I can save in the market. Yeah, so,
shit.
I will say, I was staring. I went to the Tequila Ranch yesterday, people may know, and I was staring at that G4 Dia de los Muertos and that beautiful box setup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But
like, was it like $300 on? I was staring at that motherfucker hard. I was like, I think I did a Terrence Hop next time, baby. And he went on to be War Machine, right, Cody? Yeah.
In another timeline, throughout the multiverse.
Oh, another timeline. You know what would be hilarious if they had, that probably wouldn't be that funny. I think that'd be like a domestic abuse thing. Well, no, you can show Terrence Howard just kicking that door down. Remember when he kicked his ex-wife out or his wife, or wife at the time? He kicked her out of the house and shit by kicking the door down for some reason and shit. And he was just like, get the fuck out of here. It should show that. Him kicking the door down, putting that suit on or whatever and shit. And be like, this is the time, baby. He kicks the door down and shit. And it fucking just flies to him or whatever. Before the mask go down, he said.
Somebody got that tech before Tony. I don't know how it works.
He got it from Iron Man 3 tech. There you go. Yeah. It's a new age, baby. It's 2024, Cody. You got to move with the times, baby.
Shit.
Yeah, but that's my Iron Man. I'm thinking, man, is that going to be... I treat myself to a rare bottle. 300, I don't really spend that no more these days or whatever. Shit. But I was like, if I got to get one rare bottle for the year, and it's like in that 300 range, I said, that's probably the bottle. I can't tell. Now, it was that Booker's El Tesoro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that seemed like the king of all tequilas right there. But I think that shot up to like 550 or something like that. So I'm like, yeah. It was already at 500, but I think it's like 550. So it was like, well, one day, maybe. I don't know. We'll look at it. Yeah, that's one of those. I need to try that before I buy that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Ain't no small price right there.
But that G4, that 300, that don't sound that bad, actually, when you really think about it. You're like, come in that box set. But then that's one of those things, like, do I open that bitch right away? They only made, somebody correct me on this, too, because I know I'm not getting the number right. I think it's only, like, I might be lowballing it. 2,500 or 4,000 bottles of that shit? I know K&L had it written up or something like that.
Yeah, they do. I forgot how much it was. But now that I'm thinking about it, it was like a...
Let me see if I can find
super low quantity. But that does sound in the realm. Yeah.
Let me see. They got the Reposado D... Oh, shit. Well, no, they got it for 300. Yeah, I was going to say. So, yeah, that's about it. 6,000 bottles. 6,000 bottles right there. It's a Reposado de Madeira. Ooh. I love me a Madeira cask and whiskey. It's like a sweet
delicious
nonsense or whatever. Ooh, on a Reposado, that sounds really... And they really fuck with you here, Cody. According to the distillery, special limited edition. They put that shit in quotes. It wasn't enough to just be limited, Cody. They special limited.
That bottle special.
Yeah, that
motherfucker special.
That gave me a boner, baby. Now what detracts that boner now, Cody, is when you get to this part, it says been aged 7 months in the basement.
What kind of basement are we talking about?
Diddy's basement, Cody.
I don't know about that.
Hey, Cody, this barrel's been taken care of with love and TLC then, Cody.
I'm sure it has. What kind are we talking about?
El Pendilo in the traditional G4, which is very old Dickel whiskey barrels, adding sweetness to the unique depth and complex character of this tequila. That's another new word. I never heard very old Dickel whiskey barrels. I personally think Dickel tastes like shit, but you know.
Yeah, that one bottle I had was fucking ass. I had to get rid of that shit.
Oh, that's right. You did review that shit.
Yeah. That shit sucked.
Which is crazy because a lot of people are trying to put hype on Dickel now this year.
Man, that shit is fuck Dickel, man.
And me and my buddy Jeff in Germany, I feel like we're the only two now besides Cody. I forgot you reviewed it now. Are the only two talking shit about Dickel. Like, Dickel is trash.
Yeah, that shit
never
bad.
Been good. You know the bad part? See, I don't have a problem with aging it in his barrels because whatever, right? I will say, though, the problem I have with Dickel now, I don't know if you knew this, but a lot of whiskey now, that's probably why bourbon is a little bit boring for some people. They've been kind of sourcing it from Dickel.
Right.
Cody's eyes got big.
Like, what? No, I've heard of that. A lot of these distilleries, they actually source their shit from Dickel.
Yeah.
I've heard that. Like, yep, which is unfortunate, but you know.
That's like... That basically tells me there's a lot of Dickel to go around in the world out there.
Yeah, too much Dickel.
We need to get rid of this Dickel. How do we?
Yeah, ban the Dickel.
Maybe Suntory needs to buy them out like they did with Jim Beam, and all of a sudden they caught fire the same day they bought it. Which, what a coincidence that is.
Yeah, right? That's crazy. Yeah,
meanwhile, Suntory, the overlords of Suntory standing over going like, what a shame. What a shame. Anyway, I'm on to business now. I think Suntory saw Jim Beam moving over in Japan. They was like, what the fuck is this shit coming over here? Yeah. I'm
sure it's my motherfucker. Shut up. I mean, yes. How sad. Man, that is just unfortunate.
I'll say this. That rotation of the Jim Beam bottles that has Suntory on the back of it now, whatever, those really rolled out really fast. They rolled out really fast. I was like, damn. That was a quick transition. Meanwhile, this stream just got shut off now, and both me and Cody will probably be in handcuffs in the next one. Wasn't supposed to say that out loud, Cody. No. Don't talk about that. So, people... Champagne month went on for a very long time, it felt like. I went to a champagne tasting last night, Cody. I love it. I wish you could have seen the look on hungover Yoon. He was very hungover, and him drinking champagne that was mediocre to shit.
Nothing like a shitty champagne hangover. There's hangovers and there's shitty champagne hangovers.
So I don't remember what he was drinking the night before, but he caught that hangover from whatever the fuck he was drinking the night before. And he told me this. And the worst thing you could do is have a shitty drink after that, while during the hangover, if you should say that. Because the look on his face, they gave him this little sheet to write, you know, or what the bottles were in order and how much they cost and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker has so many N-O's on them bitches. And I heard him talk to one guy. I think it was the one that was doing the pours. He told one guy, I'm a whiskey drinker, and I got to be honest, all this shit just tastes the same to me. I got to be honest, too. 2 through 5. Your girlfriend about to hate my ass, if she ain't already. When they asked me, what did I think? I said, I don't want to be the same here, but yeah, I kind of agree with him. 2 through 5. It tastes the same. And I didn't realize I was on camera too, because this girl was doing a live stream. She does live streams and stuff like that for wine. She has her own wine channel and everything like that, Cody. Got her own YouTube channel and stuff like that. I didn't realize I was on camera at that point, but I think I said some stupid shit before I realized I was on camera, Cody. And I said, when I was sniffing it, whatever, and the guy was just like, oh, and then I took a sip. The guy was like, he's like, extra yeast on this one. I was like, I said, oh, I don't want yeast infection. The hell? I was like, what the hell? Yeast. I was like, oh, smell like yeast. Oh, I was like, no. Matter of fact, everybody, which this was the most expensive one, too. It tastes like shit, dude. It was horrible.
Wow.
First of all, it smelled like shit. And I think Yoon said, I'm an average kind of guy. The cheaper the bottle, the better it was. And funny enough, the cheapest one was the best one, too. So I think it was this guy explained the difference between sparkling wine and champagne, too, and all that and stuff. is basically just like tequila and mezcal. It's just like basically how they make it and stuff, Cody.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe champagne actually has like tinier bubbles. I could be completely fucking that up. But I think champagne is one. If you look at the bubble volume or density, whatever, it's going to have like smaller bubbles.
I should have got a photo, but they did have a on-screen thing of showing different variations of champagne / sparkling wine, mm-hmm. whatever. I think there's like a total of six, dude. I was just looking at that going like, the fuck?
Interesting.
By the way, he also confirmed, too, because I made a joke saying, where the fuck were you at when we was doing Champagne Month? extra dry, Cody, is the opposite for champagne. It means it's a little bit more sweeter.
Oh, maybe it is.
He said that's what extra dry is for. He said, I know some of y'all looking like when I say extra dry, and then you're going like, oh, that's not that dry, because he gave us an extra dry one. I was like, that ain't dry at all. He's like, so extra dry for champagne is just sweet. I was just like,
why don't I call it sweet?
Thank you. Champagne just sound like the bougiest shit ever.
Why do I gotta make shit so hot?
Yeah, I was just like extra dry. I'm expecting like dry, like that last shit I drank or whatever. I was like, that motherfucker swelled up my jawline or whatever. I was like,
sipping on sandpaper.
Ooh, and it smelled like shit too. I was just like, ooh. I love it too because they were trying to hype it up, right? And they was like, what are we getting? And I was just like, ass. Oh. So I just want to apologize, old girl, if I got her demonetized. I think I'm good. I think I'm good. But yeah, it was interesting champagne that, because I don't know if I was just tired of it, but I was just like, yeah, all this shit tastes the same now. All tastes the same. I swear. I was like, the only difference was the one he said that was the really sweet one. He said that's the one that's probably going to be too sweet. Mm-hmm. That was the one I actually liked the most, to be honest. I didn't even really think it was that sweet. A lot of people said that. It was like, it's not that sweet or whatever. I think he was saying compared to the other ones, though, too. So I was like, all right, yeah. It was an uneventful champagne tasting, I must say.
Okay.
So I'm glad that month is over. Honestly, I got to be honest. I kind of feel like I really didn't learn much. Now, granted, I wasn't really paying attention. But I am curious on this world of champagne, and the terms and terminologies that they use more so. But last night was, although I had fun, I'm not gonna lie, cracking jokes and shit, I found the pours to be kind of boring.
Okay, not really your jam.
No, it was definitely not my jam. I needed something stronger. Definitely. I just might as well go ahead and say the YouTube channel of my homegirl here, Yana's Wine Corner. By the way, go ahead and follow her. Send her a follow on YouTube, wherever. Yes, Yana's Wine Corner. That's Y-A-N-A. Probably fucking that name all up or whatever, but you know, it is what it is. Yeah. And Wine Corner. She does all kinds of types of wine, sparkling wine, champagne stuff. The girl got like so many damn bottles and stuff like that. She is a connoisseur of wine, all types of spirits, flavors of wine. That's
the right on.
But yeah, so she knows her wine and stuff like that. And she was talking some stuff yesterday too. And I was looking at her like, I'm just here to drink. I don't know anything of this. So subscribe to her YouTube channel, people. Well, Cody, it is time to talk some tequila.
Let's do it. I've been waiting on this. I've been excited. Forever. I'm looking forward to this month, week.
We missed tequila so much. We just on the fly made this.
Yeah,
a month
he now. Just said, "Fuck it, it's tequila month." Because why?
Yeah, because why not? Right?
Yeah.
So it's the whole month, Cody. I actually think for my weeks, I'm thinking of doing like, I'm gonna do brands, obviously. So like this week, that week, whatever stuff like that. But so it'll be exciting. I already planned. I got it the whole month already planned out. I'm ready for it. Yeah, so I already got my pours. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
I'm good to go. I'm also set, my friend. I am also set. It's going to be a real fun month. It's been already been a legendary year. And this month's just going to make it even more epic, even more of a myth.
I was telling the guys over at Tequila Ranch, I was like, because they asked me something about, I forgot what it was. I just kind of told them, it's not that I'm bored with it or whatever. I was just like, tequila, man, it's just, so exciting right now. It's like it's adding something different to my taste. But like, look, we just did Champagne Month. I was telling them, and I was like, it didn't excite me. Didn't do anything for me. Like, as far as like, you know, oh man, like I can't wait. Let's just do this again this month or whatever, stuff like that right away. It's just going to be like, you know, hopefully the bar can be elevated next time going into it. Where I felt like tequila just did that right away. Just did that right away. And it's just like, oh man, it's getting better. And then I was telling them, and it's just so many pours we still haven't even had yet. I feel like we're playing catch-up game, and I kind of love every minute of it.
Oh, you know? I love it. Oh, I love it. Please. I'm having a ball right now, man. This World Tequila, I'm having a absolute fucking blast. Mm-hmm. I love it.
And love it. The miniatures are very much...
Oh, buddy. You ain't lying. Yeah. You ain't never lied, sir. This bottle today, actually, is going to be mini.
Tell me about it then. Tell me. Yes, sir. All right. Oh, my God. Tell me about this bottle here.
All righty, sir. So, I did like I went shopping on Total Wine a couple of weeks back, preparing for more tequila weeks, months, whatever you want to call it. I bought a couple things. One of those things I bought, something that caught my eye. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, this bottle, that looks pretty dope. I like this. This is mini. Oh, shit. It's like $10. It turns out I look at the actual bottle price, the 750 milliliter. $75 plus tax. So I got this mini right here.
Let me get that mini right there.
So today, and I love this. Is one of my favorite caps on a bottle, too. I love this bottle design, but this cap right here, man, I love this. This is the Señorío.
That bottle. Yeah.
Yeah. This cap is
funny enough. I grabbed that too.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, I grabbed it at Friday. I grabbed it Friday. I went and grabbed it. When did I send you? Was that Friday when I sent those cigars?
I think so. I think it was Friday.
Friday or Thursday. I grabbed some Pappy cigars, people. So me and Cody will probably be reviewing those when we go to Barcode sometime this month or whatever. Because we're gonna pop that open.
Yes, we are.
Bring a little. Bring a little. Gotta have some
a little something.
Gotta have some power. I don't want to say that like because of Rich listening out. I plan on smoking those heavily with a little bit of. I've already had one, by the way.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah. I already two.
Okay.
But
All right.
Yeah, I had two, but we're gonna get into that. So yeah. They were on sale, so $20 a stick.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Okay. So I bought it wasn't a whole box. Because it comes in a box of 10. I got like six of them.
Okay.
So they gave me the whole box because that was the last six they had or whatever.
All right.
Normally those sticks go for $27 and they had it $7 off for some reason. So I was like, fuck. Let me get the whole box now.
Say less.
Yeah. So I got six of them. And these were the Toros. I have two of the Robustos, but these were the Toros I got the box of. So we're going to be smoking those later when we go to Barco sometime this month or whatever.
Goddamn
so.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that, my friend. I can't wait for that. That's going to be excellent. Excellent. Hopefully this Señorío is going to be excellent. So I'm about to pop this bad boy open. Into this,
I love that they didn't cheat the cap out too. By the way,
oh no, God, look, this is I'm just amazed by this. This is gorgeous, man. This is pristine.
Funny enough, I actually spend more time at the mini section on Total Wine because it's like it's like a full display cart. Well, you spin it around,
wrap around here with the Señorío logo right there. Love that. Attention to detail,
even on the mini. See, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They had the full size. It was in the glass case, right? I think the extra or the Añejo, one of the Añejo ones. I saw one in the glass case. I think the Blanco was sitting on the shelf in the Reposado, and I think the Añejo or the extra Añejo was in the glass case.
Ready? It was a very nice light amber. Actually lighter in the glass than it is in the bottle, interestingly enough. Can't really tell in the camera.
It looked darker in the camera,
actually relatively light.
I can see it on the sides, in like a front view, it looked dark. But on the sides, you can tell it looks light or whatever.
All right, so a bit of some fun facts about this tequila right here. Using the agave, the Tequilaña, or Lana, Weber, out of Jalisco. This is made in stone and brick ovens, extracted with a screw mill. Using deep well water, 100% agave, aged in stainless steel tanks. distilled twice in a stainless pot with copper coils. And my favorite part here, aged for 2 years in French oak barrels that previously held cognac. So, yeah, this is going to be pretty exciting, I would say. Or at least I hope so.
That's a new one right there. I ain't never seen
that. That is a new one. I never seen that one. Yeah.
What is that? Is that a Repo or a Añejo? I didn't see it.
It's Añejo.
Añejo, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Añejo. Mm-hmm.
I love that they're not cheapening they minis too, which is like,
hell no.
They give you everything.
Dude, look, this is a fucking still. I haven't tried the motherfucker yet. $10. Look at this presentation, man. Look, this is fucking love this.
Mm-hmm.
Going for the aroma. Oh man, I'm getting some intense woody. Super cooked agave, a little bit of vanilla in there, a little bit of toffee caramel. Ooh, a touch of clove. It smells really spicy, actually. I get like a lot of clove and even like a kind of like a cinnamon note kind of thing going on. Yeah, that's man. Oh man, this smells delicious. Oh man, this smells decadent.
Smell that bottle real quick.
Yeah,
right. That thing's small enough to be sniffed up. So yeah, smell that
bottle. Yeah, bottle. Same. It's mostly no, it's different.
Yeah, it should be a little different.
Yeah, it's mostly I'm getting most of that kind of vanilla caramel. But okay. in the glass, I'm getting more of the oak.
Okay.
And that cooked agave. I'm getting a little bit of some sort of fruit too. I can't really pinpoint it though.
Okay. It's got a lot of spice on it, and usually with spice, you try to go more dry fruit, maybe.
Is it fresh or juicy? Actually, juicy? Fresh.
Might be tropical.
Maybe like a I don't know. It's kind of hard to pinpoint, but there's a fruit character to it, but I just can't nail it. Fuck, I don't know. God, that smells good though. Oof. Mm. Oh, all right. I'm about to go out for the flavor right now. This is make my mouth water a little bit.
I was pouring mine, but I was putting my little caps on my glasses to keep the nose in.
Oh,
you look all excited. No, you look like you look mad right now. Why are you mad? Who threw that chair?
Oh, man. Okay. What's happening? What is the key limit?
It got better. That's what happened. It got better. Yeah, much better. That's what happened, Cody. Actually, it probably was always better. We just drank bullshit.
Yeah, we just drank some bullshit. Yeah.
Because the one that wrote it off a lot of is we was fucking a lot with that Patron shit.
Man. You see, because on the palate, I don't even get this on the nose, but I'm getting more of like a charred kind of, that's like a bell pepper kind of thing going on.
Ooh.
And dude, it is really good. That might sound off-putting to some, but here it's not at all. Cause you're still getting like that clove, they got an aroma, the clove, a little bit of the vanilla, that oak, but man, it's like a.
It's giving off mezcal vibes.
Yeah. Almost like a, yeah, actually, funnily enough, man, you nailed it. It's kind of giving me mezcal-ish vibes. Not quite teetering on that territory. Just like straight up smoke. Because it's not smoky at all, but I'm getting kind of like that. Kind of like that. Like it's cooked, like a charry kind of thing going on. It's really hard to describe, really.
Toasted agave.
Toasted. Yeah, that's kind of a good way to put it.
Damn, ain't that a bitch? Tequila trying to outdo mezcal now. They like, yeah, sit down.
Man, actually, honestly, it's like a more than finely crafted mezcal. I'm actually mentioning it. Man, this is
well-crafted mezcal. The
finish,
then,
too. It's real. The finish is real. It's bright, too, on the finish, which is funny because the beginning is like, get kind of deep, savory kind of things going on with the palate. But man, I'm getting like a little bit of herbal kind of things too, like a thyme or like an oregano, something in that realm.
Makes you wonder why mezcal ain't improving.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of staying stagnant.
Guppy about to knock over my water.
Probably about to drink your fucking water. Like, that cat saw you glushing over there and was like, hold on now. Hold on. Let me get a sip of that bad boy. What would happen to a cat if you give it liquor? What happens?
Like,
a
I want to know what happens.
Probably be shitting all night.
Yeah, I don't need that. Don't want that.
He's
cat shit enough.
Cat shit is like the most potent shit ever.
Oh, it's very potent. Oh, you know you're lying, brother.
Most potent shit.
Go ahead, Cubby. I don't want to jump.
They piss and shit is like the how did that little thing shit and pissing that whatever. Like what
I gotta tell you, I don't know what is up with cats like digestive systems or the inside. It's about to go off a little tangent, but that shit is potent as fuck.
It's fucked up. I don't know what the hell is going on in there, but I don't know what they put in their food or whatever the hell it is they eating or something like that. But
they make dogs look like that bald motherfucker in the Mr. Clean. Wait, that's what they make him look like.
And dogs are the most disgusting motherfuckers out there. Like, I'm sorry.
They really are. Dogs are nasty. I love my dog. But
I love dogs too. Nasty as fuck. It's nasty. That's why when I always, like, when people say, they're cleaner than some people, and I'm just like,
yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, what people are you fucking with?
Dogs are getting their own assholes, vaginas, dicks, eating cat shit, and all kind of crazy stuff.
Because the people I hang around with, I'm willing to bet Cody's mouth is way fucking cleaner than that goddamn dog.
I vouch for that shit.
Yeah. I'm just curious as what people y'all hanging around with? Because
I'm gonna say, you hanging around some ooh.
have you seen the videos lately of like people eating steaks and shit like that, and they letting the dog eat off their fork, and then they eat on
disgusting.
The fork.
Like, that's fucking disgusting. That's nasty. That's so fucking nasty.
Thank you, dude.
Like, I don't care how much you love your fucking dog. That's
that's disgusting to me. Like, it's really disgusting and shit. Mm-hmm. When I saw that, I forgot who was doing it too, and I just kind of saw that.
I've seen it before. I can't pinpoint it either, but I see basically tongue kissing, French kissing. Fucking
I've seen that too.
I'm like, Jesus. Slobbering all that shit is nasty.
That's disgusting in the motherfucker, whatever. I can tell you this right now, no dog has ever touched these face. And I love dogs. I play with them like a motherfucker, whatever. Shit. I got a dog in my office I love playing with, but they don't touch the face or whatever stuff.
Like I let the dog lick the face like chin occasionally. But
you see how perfect that is right there. You see that line?
You do have a perfectly lined up there. You always set that on point. Yeah.
Look, Cody, this is all I got going for me these days. I cannot let a dog fuck that up. Okay,
don't you fuck them?
Yeah. Look,
you fucked up my perfect 5 o'clock shot.
This is all this face can offer.
Okay, I'm, that shit.
I'm not
even sculpted.
Yeah, my half breed blood fixed this perfectly. Thank you.
Like Leonardo da Vinci himself carved this shit.
Thank you, interracial parents. They helped groom this very well, whatever shit, you know? So I'm not about to let a dog fuck that up. You can fuck up anything else, whatever, because it's whatever now. You want to lick that? I got a dog that licks my ankle sometimes. I go, like, lick away. I don't give a fuck about that ankle. Lick away or whatever and shit. Like, I think that dog be trying to flirt with me or whatever. I'm just going like, so that's your mating calls right there, huh? Like, you're doing it wrong, man.
I'm getting the cognac notes now because I'm getting similar notes to fucking Smart Mignac I just had recently. I still have some of that Delord downstairs.
Oh, the 25-year-old?
Yeah. And I'm getting similar notes to that. This is fucking insane, man. Which is not cognac, but, you know, brandy. Same family.
Yeah, it's in the family.
Yeah.
Cognac's just a daddy.
Yeah, yeah. Man, dude, that now that is opening up, and my palate's getting more acclimated to it. That cognac barrel's opening up quite a bit. Dude, this is a hell of a pour, man.
Did it say how long it was aged in that cognac barrel?
2 years. Two years.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, that's longer than most spirits age for. I mean, beer and wine only age for, like, usually, like, the most. It'd be 12 months, 12 to 14, 12, 16.
Man, I got to tell you, after my experience these past couple years, there's not a spirit on this planet that's fucked with tequila. I'm sorry. It's giving me the best bang for your buck. Is giving you the best flavor, the most complex flavor profiles, I should say.
Can't argue with you.
I'm getting flavor. It's getting inspiration from different spirits while at the same time doing its own thing. And I got to give it even more extra points for that. That's just, I know a lot of people they have their you know, their top of the top list of like bourbons or Mezcals or even gin, and they all recommend. They gave like a top five list. And I gotta tell you, like I said, I haven't tried like every fucking spirit out there that's on everybody's list is different, of course. But the shit I've tried, like the upper echelon stuff that I've tried in like those spirit varietals that I just mentioned, they don't really come close as far as, I'm just saying, as far as like complexity or give you a different experience every time you sip. Because this right here, this doesn't taste like any other Añejo I've had.
Different kind of experience. I think that was a good word of use right there.
Like, all of them are good. Yes, they're all good. And they all do similar things very good. But I was talking about the overall experience that I get. I don't get this complexity or this amount of variety with other spirits than I do with tequila.
What spirit we haven't tried on this show that you can think? I think, I mean, brandy, that might be like the full. We never really had a full
brandy. That's brandy. That's a good one.
I know we've like dived in like Armagnacs that may be almost considered, if they wouldn't have used this amount of something, it would have been considered a brandy or whatever. But I think brandy is like the only spirit we really haven't dived deep into as far as trying now. Armagnacs, I know cognac we've been trying newly lately, but I know Armagnacs we've been trying for about two, three years.
Two,
now.
3 years.
Mezcal, we've been on the same route as well, too. Rum as well, we've been on. I mean, a little last year, kind of.
We're going to talk about that. Yes.
It kind of turned into shit. Yeah. We've tried seltzers, we've beers, wine, obviously bourbon, whiskey, craft beer. Shit, what other fucking spirit is it out there? The only one we ain't tried on here, and we ain't never gonna try, is vodka. I don't think that has
no
shit to offer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No.
I just don't think it has shit to offer.
It doesn't. From what I've tried, like I said, the closest thing I've had to like a vodka that's kind of like piqued my interest is when I went to Hawaii like over a fucking decade ago. And yeah, that was it.
I've had two, but they didn't pique my interest as far as saying, man, we got to have a month of this.
No. It wasn't nothing near that.
It wasn't even nowhere near close. I was like, all right, I want to dive in. The two I've had was the Neff vodka, which was made by a bourbon lover that hates vodka, and was the Interstate vodka that was at my buddy's new shop, which is having the soft opening today. It's going to be opening in this month, I believe, sometime this month or whatever. So me and Cody will probably be there most likely for the grand opening, per se. But yeah, them the only two. But other than that, I can't give a fuck about vodka. I have no reason. Unless they just decide we're scrapping shelves of vodka. We're starting over. There's a whole new plan going on to it. Then I'd be like, all right, I'll have to give it a try. And if it tastes the same, I'd be like, yeah, it's not enough.
Yeah.
Who puts vodka on that pedestal? I just want to meet these people.
It's few and far between. I know there's some vodka enthusiasts out there. It's not like a huge, from what I've gathered, I don't know for sure. I've seen like a huge vodka community, like bourbon or tequila, whatever spirit out there. But you know, I'm sure they're out there.
I agree. My point of all this, what I'm getting to, is I feel like we've been trying all these other spirits now for almost 2-3 years now. Rum, mezcal, whatever it may be. I think tequila every year has stayed the most consistent.
Yes, easily.
We was in love with rum. Then last year happened.
Yes.
Christ, dude. It was like, Jesus, man. What the fuck, dude?
Shit was trash.
Yeah, it was fucking trash ass. I think I had
basura.
Which is funny. I think I had one good rum was the Bruno Mars rum. The rest was just like, yeah, how could we get all right? And then mezcal, first year, loved it.
I was riding mezcal's dick. You remember that? I was on the mezcal dick. Yeah.
You know what? Mezcal had surgery then, Cody, because I don't see that dick.
where go?
it joined the community. It went dickless. Now, it ain't got no dick no more. So, because Cody ain't on that dick no more.
Nah.
Cody, we don't say the M word around here now. When Cody sees that shit on shelves, the fucking music start playing. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I think you want to take me again. And Cody's like, nope, going to tequila. You're right.
Yeah, my glasses on.
Cody looks at mezcal like he looks at before he was with a girl, like how he looked at his women when it just... The sunglasses, like, yeah, I'm not interested. Yeah.
Moving along.
It's so funny because at a champagne tasting last night, I was talking to one of the women there, and I said, you got to understand, for alcoholics like us or whatever, women, not to say, look, we ain't done with women. We love women and something like that, but what do I call it, fetish with women now is, show us your stash. Oh, you got that bottle? Oh my God, girl.
Hey girl, what you sipping on? Like,
yo, this girl was telling me her stash, dude. I was getting turned on.
The key to our hearts.
And she looked beautiful too, but I was like, I can't fuck about
it. Like, yeah, that's nice and all that. But do you have Booker's rye?
So she barely was like flat. She could have been flapping her hair in front of me, going like, you know, I mean, and I was just like, you got a picture? No. She said, when she told me, Cody, she had Colonel Taylor's 4 Grain, I said, I ain't got that bottle. I stopped at Barrel Proof, girl. She was like, yeah, I got that. She was like, I mean, do you drink Pappy? So I got that too. And I was just like, fucking heart was like a cartoon. It was
like Jim Carrey the Master shit.
Yeah. And it dawned on me last night when she was telling me this, whatever, I was like, Jesus Christ, man. I was like, I'm such a fucking alcoholic now. I get boners now when women tell me they fucking stash and shit like that. It's just like,
look at the mini, it's like.
You know, I'm waiting for the one girl that, if I ever date a girl that's in the community of like drinking shit, I'm waiting for her argument and be like, are you just with me because of my liquor? Why would you say something like that? I love you. You. I love you for you. For your equality. And you start pouring her shit. Like, I'm just telling you right now. Like. there's a new kind of man out there in the world. That's us, people. Cody just so happened to find someone that's intrigued as much as he is, or whatever.
Absolutely,
so,
you know, very lucky. Fuck out. Hell
knowing,
yeah.
Knowing my case, it'll be what I just described, or whatever. It'll. Mm-hmm. You got the 4 Grain. You want to go to dinner one night? Yeah, she telling me about her day and stuff. Yeah, that's nice and all. Tell me about that bottle though. Where'd you get it from?
Oh shit, Paradiso. He didn't say Paradiso.
Where'd you get it from? Tell me how much it cost. Got my feet dangling there. Mm-hmm. Tell me how much it cost for stuff. I love her. They just looking at him like, what the fuck is wrong with him? Like, it was wrong. Like, that's normal. And he just like, Shit, I'm surprised more alcoholics ain't turned gay for the matter, whatever. Going like, man, I feel like gay dudes won't worry about it. They'd be like, yeah, go ahead and use me for my spirit. I don't care. But yeah, you're right, though. Tequila, I feel like since we started it on the, I feel like we started tequila right away, to be honest, like 3 years ago, too, as well. And I would say, it's been the most consistent pour we've had on here compared to those other spirits that's not beer and whiskey. It's just been consistent so the fact that we just had to do it weekly,
man, I just, every time I try something like this, I always go back to, remember the old days, JB, we used to just drink a bunch of bullshit and take Patron shots and drink whatever the fuck, some shitty ass tequila, and that was always our only narrow-minded view of tequila, like, oh, it's just this bullshit, oh my god. Could you imagine, dude, if we kept that same mindset and never branched out, that we just stay like in our fucking lane? Could you imagine that?
I'd be missing out some really good pours.
Exactly. So take this as a fucking lesson, people. Branch out, please. Branch out. You can miss in a whole entire world of flavor. Yeah.
Do the opposite of Dennis Rodman. Get out your lane. Exactly.
Yes. Thank you.
I know that used to be one of his quotes back then. Stay in your lane or whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. But hey, not with this.
Get the fuck out. Yeah, swerve.
Get out that fucking lane. Yeah. Look at Yoon. He used to drink Red Breast. Then the price went up. He said, fuck this lane.
He's like, nope.
He saw that shit yesterday at Total Wine. And that Red Breast cash drink, Cody, is $115 now.
Jesus Christ.
That shit was $60. How the fuck did that shoot up that much?
Cash shrink is $115. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
That is robbery like a motherfucker.
They stop age stating the Redbreast 12. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing, man?
Yeah. It's funny. I remember telling them, I said, the cash drinks used to be a really nice gift to give. Just a nice casual gift. Nothing special, but it's a really good gift to give. Now that shit's a luxury gift.
Yep.
Shit, that's all you gonna fucking get, bitch. You better be happy with it.
Hey, these days I really give a fuck. I'm completely away from the weed. Yeah. y'all do whatever the fuck y'all want. Play it all the way. Keep playing that shit. Don't care.
I'm babysitting that cash drinks I got.
As you should.
A little bit for you. Mm-hmm. And okay, you have this much right here.
Or pour that shit in droppers and shit.
Because I ain't never bought Yamazaki 12 is at 300.
Oh, God, that's the most egregious shit right there. That shit's ridiculous. That's a $60 goddamn bottle.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
When it went up to 90, I was like, fair, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it was like 89, but I was like, whatever. I mean, 60 to, like Cody said, 60 to 89, I was just like, almost a $30 difference.
Yeah,
I was
then the shit went to 120.
And then I was just like, oh, okay, you lost me now.
Yeah.
And then it went to like 159, and now the shit's like at 197 or something. I was just like, oh, you really could suck my dick now.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, you really could suck my dick now. So, yeah, you ain't getting that. A tequila, man, though, it's just, you're right, because I remember when we went to San Diego, we were taking tequila shots like crazy, and people, we don't even know what they were. We just said, give us a tequila shot.
Yeah, this is the part. We probably had Malagro back in the day. We probably didn't realize.
Probably not. And I remember we had disdain for each one we took. We was just like, ooh. We didn't take those shots as if we were enjoying something. We took those shots saying, oh, let's see if we can hang type shit. Whatever.
We were just drinking to get fucked up.
Yeah.
That was what it was. Yeah.
And the only thing it did was made us hungry.
Yep. Or vomit.
Yeah, there was that one. Yeah. That was Patron, what you had. Yeah. What we had, yeah. Which is crazy because, I would have completely cut Patron out. Had I not known Patron had like these higher end bottles that nothing like the shittier bottles that you see at the clubs and stuff like that, those little fucking Matron bottles, and you're just like, man.
Same thing with Don Julio. Don Julio has
Don Julio.
Low end shit is fucking awful, but you get to the higher end stuff, it's like, oh, okay. All right.
I think the only one, and I could be completely wrong, somebody can correct me. I have not seen a high-end one or a better one. It's fucking Jose Cuervo.
I know exactly what you're going to say. Yep. Yeah, I have not seen any, like, quality Jose Cuervo.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
And then I got to tell you, the worst tequila I've ever tried in my life is Jose Cuervo Gold.
That shit
is fucking disgusting.
I don't even know what that little shit in there floating is, neither. It's just like,
I remember me and my buddies, when we were back in our younger days, we took a trip to Vegas. And we were broke as fuck, obviously. All we were sipping on is a bottle of Jose Cuervo Gold between us.
Oh, my God.
That was rough. That was rough. Oof. That was so rough.
Man. Oh, God damn.
I don't
know what
the fuck was wrong with me, man. I just don't.
This must have been for your craft beer days, man, huh?
That was really bad. That was kind of on the brink of it. I was still, like, getting my bearings straight. Yeah, I was kind of on the brink of it.
You know what it was? Jose Cuervo bottle was much bigger and much cheaper.
That shit was so bad, dude.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it makes me want to gag.
I ain't gonna lie. I didn't even really want to say the name because I was just like just thinking about it. It's like it tastes like shit, dude.
That is, ugh.
I don't even think you can mix it with anything to make it better.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. Do you see Jose Cuervo on bars anymore? I don't know if you pay attention to it. I don't pay attention, so I don't know if it's still on there. They still got that shit on there.
Granted, I dumped my eyes away from that shit real quick. Gotta be in PTSD and shit.
Motherfucker takes bleach and just goes like, yeah, didn't need to see that again. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather drink whatever. I'd rather drink like regular ass Bacardi, any other regular ass
thing. I would drink anything else. I would drink Malagro over fucking Jose Cuervo.
Oh, I would too. Jose Cuervo is like dog. I'll drink whatever
that was we had in San Diego. Fucking worst.
I'll drink whatever that Patron was in San Diego that we
had. Yeah, easy. Any day of the week.
Yeah, any day of the week.
Yeah, that's just terrible.
So, what are you going to give that bottle?
Oh, man.
Let me ask you this first.
Yeah.
Is that pour going to make you buy the full-size bottle?
I think it might. Yeah, okay. I could definitely, yeah.
Okay.
I think they made a return of customer out of me. This bottle is only $75. Come on, this is a quality, high quality fucking tequila, high quality pour. I think that's a great price range, mm-hmm. In my opinion, at least.
Yep.
And like I was saying earlier, alluded to what I was touching on earlier, man. The sign of a really good pour, you don't want it to end. And I'm literally at the bottom of this.
That shit look empty. That's gone.
Yep, it's just about gone.
Yeah, that's gone. You ain't got no more of that.
I am very sad.
Yeah,
very sad. I'm legit. Yeah, really sad. Shit, man, it sucks.
The mini did its purpose. Then is what you're saying. Yeah. It made you a fan.
Yep, made me a fan. Left me wanting more. Made me more interested to see the rest of the Señor Rio lineup. Mm-hmm. See what it offers. Yeah, man. Like I said, this is a world class pour. I don't know what else to say about this. I already gushed over it. I already went over flavor notes, aromas, and all that good shit. I'm not gonna bore you with the recap. This is the last drop. This year continues to be fucking excellent. I'm excited. You know, this year, man, this year, it may be a bigger fan of drinking. I didn't think I could become a bigger fan of drinking.
I would agree.
Yeah. This reinvigorated my fun in drinking. But yeah. That's what I'm more thankful for, tequila. It's bringing the fun.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bona fide last drop, man. This is... we're at tequila heaven right now, man. I'm happy. I'm so happy.
Fantastic. I would actually completely agree with that. I will... I'll lay you down with that one and saying like, yep, I think tequila added a whole new layer and made it a fun. Not that I was like off the wagon bored or whatever.
No, I wasn't like bored or, you but, know, like spinning my wheels, but you know.
It was kind of getting in the sense of, I guess, and you really didn't think about it, like what's the end game or like what's the moving game or whatever the hell it may be or whatever and stuff. And it's just like, oh, okay, these other spirits. And then tequila just, man, it just tastes so good now.
Yeah, it's literally the spirit that keeps on giving. That's what I quantify tequila as.
And for me, I was just talking with the Tequila Ranch guys. For the bourbon, because this is a yearly release now, you know, or it's always been a yearly release. But like, I really chase the yearly releases unless it was like something that fucking blew my mind. Like whatever Michter's does, I'm buying their yearly releases. I always buy them. I think they blow my mind or whatever. But when it comes to a lot of other the spirits or a lot of other bourbon, I don't do the yearly release shit. I just look at it and go like, eh. So I think for me, that's where the boring part came from, where tequila kind of invigorated the excitement out of it. And just seeing the bottles. Okay. And I would say actually tequila and a little bit of cognac too. I've been drinking a little bit more cognac lately. And cognac has opened it's something about cognac. I love that little sweet after finish or whatever, and how it just pairs so well with almost every dish I tend to eat it with or whatever. Cognac is not as popular as it is in America, it's like tequila, good. Beer or whatever and stuff. So you don't really see it as much in the bars other than the generic stuff or whatever. But luckily they sell the good stuff. So that works for me. So I love it. I love it. You getting that last drop, Cody? Well,
that's the last drop, my friend. Señor Rio. Delicious, man. Fucking delicious.
I want to talk about prices, too, with you. I bought some minis yesterday at a tequila ranch. People might have saw. I got some Cabals. And I looked up the price on this while you were chatting. Mm-hmm. This is the Cabal Extra Añejo.
Oh, that's the Extra Añejo.
Añejo. Yeah, this is the Extra Añejo. And the other one with the clear one was the regular Añejo. They sell minis of that. Matter of fact, I even saw a website that was selling all four Reposado for like $79 for the miniature. I'm trying to see this is 100 milliliter, by the way. So this is bigger than your normal size mini. I had some already. I poured it in the glass. It's still some in here. It's probably enough for almost like, depending on how much you put it in the glass, whatever, like maybe two or three pours or whatever. 100 milliliters is solid size. I paid $30 for this one. This bottle cost $329, Cody.
Oh, God, it's still. Forget about it.
I am never going to buy that full-size bottle, Cody.
Why?
Thank you. I'm going to tell you this right now. I said I've tasted or I've had some or poured it or whatever, because I'm reviewing this. I will say this. If I end up loving this, I'm still never going to buy the full size bottle.
That's kind of 300. Yeah. Just stick with the minis.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy three of these for $90.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And have a total of six to nine pours, mm-hmm. which is perfect.
Great. Game, set, match.
This one is the Añejo.
There we go. Okay.
This one was only, I don't even remember how much it was. It wasn't 30 though. I think it was under 20.
Okay.
Under 20.
Probably 17, 16.
Yeah, maybe $18. I don't even remember the price on it. I just remember it was way fucking cheaper. I mean, I could just look it up right now, whatever. Let's see. Cabal Añejo 100. Milliliter. Yeah, people got it at different prices. I'm seeing between 17 through 23. Either way, okay. Still a good price. So, know what the regular bottle cost, Cody?
I'm going to go 150, 75, something like that.
You're right, 150.
There it is.
150. I think some places you might, if you trust them, they might be $100 or whatever. Matter of fact, let's look it up. Hold on. I'm going to type in just 100 milliliter. Let me put 750. Let's just see what the average price of this bad boy is. 700 milliliter. That shit's all over the place, Cody. I see 109, 129, 150. So let's just go with 109 then. Let's go with the lowest.
All right.
Let's go with the lowest. So I only paid $18 for this.
Still.
And as you can see, Cody, I already poured some.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the bottle.
Yep.
That's two more pours in it. Shit, it might even get three.
Yeah.
That's actually a good size right there. So let me show you the glass now that I poured it in or whatever, because this is what I'll be. That's a good size right there. That's mm-hmm. a good pour.
Isn't damn it? Good size.
So now imagine how many glasses I can fill with this now. Goddamn 100 milliliters, Cody.
Galactus plus tequila.
It's got a cork on this bitch, too, and a mm-hmm. synthetic one at that.
Look at that. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
Did you hear that little ass pop noise it just made when you opened this jacket?
Come on now.
You fucking with me right now, right?
And look. Look at the overall presentation, though.
Look at that. It's just like the full size. They didn't cheap this up. It's got the same emblems on them and shit like that, too, as well. Like,
come on, brother. Look at this. Look at this.
God damn. Now, $109 or $110 and $300. I spent a total of $40. Oh, no, I'm sorry. $50 on both of these.
Wow.
$50. Now, if I would have bought both full size bottle, Cody, that'd have been $400.
Yep, $450.
Oh, we ain't even including tax.
Yep, exactly. Probably be like over $500.
God damn. So, as the kids say, I think I'm cooking over here.
Yep. Oh yeah, you most definitely are.
Yeah, I think that's a hell of a bargain right there. If I end up liking this, I'm gonna go back buy more.
Hell yeah. Goddamn right.
So let me go ahead. I've been having this little cap on here. I'm going to go ahead and take that bad boy off. I can get a whiff of that bad boy.
There we go. Okay.
God damn, that agave just hit my ass right in the nose. This is the Añejo, by the way, people. This is the Cabal Añejo. The Cabal is the horse-looking bottle or whatever. It's really popular right now. It's hot shit. Guys, Tequila Ranch was telling me that the Blanco – it's whatever. You need to skip on that one. It ain't all exciting. You need to start from Repos and Nighthawks because they win with that one. I said, all right, cool. I'll skip that. I said, I just came for these minis anyway. And I also got the Don Fulano Añejo too as well. Because I got the Don Fulano Blanco miniatures, all miniature sizes, whatever. So because they got the whole lineup of miniatures and shit. I should have just got the Reposado too while I was at it. But, oh, man. Right off the bat, you get them cherry notes. Man, I love pouring it earlier and putting that cap on to and close it all in, just let it sit in and shit like that, because like it hits the nose just right away or whatever. Very sugary, man, like some sugar cane trees. Wait, do they call it sugar cane tree? I know it's just called sugar cane, but sugar cane. I used to have a sugar cane in the backyard of the house I grew up in, people. Fuck that tree, okay? Fuck that tree. I don't know how people grow fruits in their backyard and shit like that. Man, they are a fucking pain in the ass. That tree would just be growing. It grows large and it just all leaned over and everything, and they are hard as fuck to get out, Cody. You really got to chop them bitches down.
Okay, I know next to nothing about fucking sugar cane, so you know much better than I would.
Yeah, man, it was a bit. I mean, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, it was good to put in your food and stuff like that. But god damn, it's a work like a motherfucker. They're thick, dude. They're like bamboo or whatever and shit. So like to get them out, like damn, you'd have to like damn near take like a fucking machete and shit and just be hacking away on that motherfucker. Or whatever,
take a fucking chainsaw out.
You know what? I wish I did have one there. But yeah, you get them sugar cane. The agave is just like very floral. It's just in your face or whatever and stuff. Really nice. The cherry notes, man, they stick out. There's some chocolate little in the profile there too. Ah, it's going for the, oh my God. Oh, that went all the way up the nose. Ooh, shit. Ooh. Ooh, there was a lot of pepper on the palate there or whatever. I wasn't expecting that. That caught me off guard there. Very toasty, though. It's very cooked. Oh, man. Chocolate, man. You get a lot of dark chocolate on the palate, too, as well, with the cherries covered in dark chocolate.
Interesting.
Man.
Oh, cherries.
Mm.
Dark chocolate. That sounds amazing.
It's got like a... We were talking about tequilas and stuff like that. It's got this natural scent to it, this natural sweetness to it. Like none of that artificial bullshit or anything like that, whatever. The agave, dude, is heavily cooked. You can tell, man. It's almost like a fucking toasted barrel of Michter's or something like that. The peppers are a little bit more softer now. They're getting a little bit more soft, slowing down. There's this little itty-bitty spice on the tip of the tongue, too. Very subtle, very hidden way. You don't even know it's even there. So it's becoming light, and it blends in well. It gets a little oily, and not in a bad way, a little oily with the peppers kind of blending in on hitting the tongue there. I like that. Mmm. Ooh, you get a little vanilla. Oh, yeah. It's definitely like a creme brulee.
And you see, this just goes to further my point. These sound like two completely different pours, both nails.
Which, by the way, I want to say, I've never reviewed an Añejo on here since we started tequila.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, I've only done Blancos and Reposado.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, damn. That's a good point.
So this is my first Añejo review
on here. Very nice.
Okay. Damn. Because I was all trying to try out the new stuff that I just really wasn't drinking before. And I feel like I kind of knew Añejos. I put that in quotes, people. But clearly I didn't know shit. And these, I was just like, yeah, the prices on these, it's just like, it's telling you to buy the damn thing at this. And I got this at Tequila Ranch in Paramount, California. I just want to get that out. The finish on this has a little dryness. It kind of dries out. But the sweetness carries through.
Okay.
I kind of like that, actually. Because it dries out like all the pepper, and then it kind of just like the oiliness kind of just like fades away or whatever. And then the sweetness is kind of, that's where that kind of creme brulee kind of kicks in or whatever. And it gets a little sweet there. The bacon spices, and it keeps the bacon spices just really on the palate, whatever that pepper scent is or whatever. I like this a lot. I like this a lot. This is a winner. This is a real winner right here, Cody. It's got some wood notes going on there, too. I can't even... I mean, that's probably all part of the...
My favorite note you pointed out was the dark chocolate-covered cherries. Yeah. I never expected to hear that from tequila. Most of the time, I hear that maybe like whiskey. A bourbon or something. Like
yeah.
That. Yeah, whiskey. Yeah. But from tequila, that sounds... I'm curious what kind of barrels those were aged in.
Oh man, you should get a scent of dude. I don't know what it was. The
very
scent,
very curious.
The scent at the bottom of the glass, now that the glass is damn near empty, it just got so much better now.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, you have me hooked with that dark chocolate cherry. That sounds so fucking good.
I don't even know what that is now, that scent. Yeah. I don't know what that is. I can't. It feels more, it smells more richer now. They always
open up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, I'll say this. When your glass is empty after you got done sipping, sniff that motherfucker. I'm telling you right now. It's all lingering elements of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. It just lingers in there. And you'll be like, holy shit, this smells bad. I might as well go ahead and finish it so I can sniff that bit. Oh, yeah. It's way more richer. That tells me that it's like dark chocolate. Oh, man. It's got this cleanliness to it that I just love, man. Yeah, that's a bona fide last drop right there.
There it is. Like I said, once again, tequila is the gift that keeps on giving. Hold on. What's happening here? Plot twist?
I already poured the Cabal Extra Añejo, too.
Oh, shit. We get a twofer from JB right now?
You get a twofer right now.
Damn. Okay, this month is going next level. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'm going next level.
I was not prepared for this. Holy shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had to, Warner Brothers next time. Goddamn. Shit.
I had to pop that up for you real quick or whatever.
Goddamn. Do that. Ooh. What's that?
Woo! Butterscotch, right. Cody. Butterscotch, baby. Okay. I'm biased now. Because the Añejo had one of my favorite notes of all time, cherries.
Mm-hmm.
This one has butterscotch. Those are my two favorite fucking notes in any spirit. Well, I would say whiskey in general. I haven't really smelled that in other spirits and stuff like that or whatever. But those are my two favorite spots. I'm telling you this right now, if you released a bottle, let's just say Michter's, and they put a description saying this bottle contains butterscotch or cherries, or whatever, it's an automatic buy for me. Mm-hmm. So, when Blue Run releases their bottles or whatever, and they do like 20 bottles at once or whatever and shit, and I go like, well, I'm not going to buy all of them because they're so expensive. Which one sticks out? If I see butterscotch on it, I buy that motherfucker. That's how I pick my bottles when I'm releasing them.
You deal up your butterscotch. That's a note you bring up frequently. You're always very positive about it.
Yeah, so if you see any lines in my reviews where it's like butterscotch, he's like, JB picked that one on purpose because he knew it had butterscotch and whatever and stuff. So, man, oh, dude, this got like butterscotch bourbon feel to it, dude. This don't even smell like tequila. I smell like an orange peel in here. I mean, the butterscotch, there's this oakiness on there, too. Yeah, I got to sip this shit. By the way, this is the extra Añejo
right
of the Cabal lineup. Look at that matte black finish on that.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It was a gorgeous little mini.
I paid $30 for this one. And as we can tell from the regular Añejo, you get about a good like four pours on that, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Three or four? Depending on how much you pour. The scent is a winner alone. This is, wow. Oh shit. I was not expecting this. Cooked agave. Already expecting that. You get a lot of mocha on the palate area. Like a nutmeg, woody, oaky, nutmeg, and mocha flavors right off the bat. Almost like a goddamn Snicker bar, Cody.
Oh, my goodness. What are you doing to me right now, bro? First with the dark chocolate cherries, now fucking Snickers. Bro, you're killing me over here.
Yo.
You're fucking killing me, sir.
Give me my car keys. I got to go to school. I got to get another bottle.
Yo. Holy shit. Yeah. Snickers?
Ooh.
Oh, aftertaste action.
Oh my God, this got a little bit of cherry too.
Damn.
On the back end of the fucking pie, there's some cherry notes on this motherfucker. This motherfucker has cherry and butterscotch on it. It's got the best of both worlds on here with it. Holy shit. Hold on. cherry on the back end of the flavor palette profile there right there. It's got this bourbon dryness as well, too, that's going on. It's got a – you can't see it in this glass. It's got a really rich golden color, too.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Mm. Oh, my God, that sweet oakiness. Oh. Oh. Oh, shit. Black pepper, sweet oakiness. It's got this bourbon, almost like it was aged in bourbon barrel oak barrels or whatever. Cooked agave, the nutmeg, all this oakiness in the beginning of the tongue area right here. Wow. This is... The finish, too, compared to the Añejo, way more spice on it. Way more spice. Whereas the finish on the Añejo has got that dryness and it just goes to sweet. This is like Powerpuff Girl shit here. Sugar and spice makes everything nice. Yeah, that's the sugar. This is the spice right here. Okay, I see what you did right there. Mmm. Oh, my God. I love what it's just doing all right here. I think I'm drinking a bourbon, to be honest.
Oh, it's like that.
Yeah. It's just like a... I don't know if this was aged in bourbon barrels, but this is really tasting like a tequila that was aged in bourbon barrels. And you could actually...
I'm assuming it probably was.
Cody. This is lingering, too, at that.
Still lingering.
It's got a subtle-ass linger. We had a brief little intermission here. People don't know about that, whatever wants to be edited out and stuff like that. But I didn't sip anything after that. And I was just kind of staring out the window until we
still going.
Still tasted. And I didn't even drink any water in between the pours, neither. Wow, this is, you know what? I'm about to do something real quick. Hold on. I got another glass right here, Cody.
Oh, shit. What's about to happen?
We're going to take some of this. We're going to pour it in the glass. Just a little bit. Nothing too exciting.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a theory this was about to happen, but okay. Let me see it. Hold on. I'm not done yet. I think. Okay. Yep.
We're going to take a little bit of this.
Yep. He's doing it.
We're going to put a little bit of that in there. A certain week we like to do here on The Last Drop, people, is called Mix and Match. And you getting a whole month, by the way. We're doing a whole mix and match month of tequila, by the way, people, for this month of May here.
It's going to be a stacked-ass month, as you can see already.
Bingo. Oh, that there you go. I just mixed the Añejo with the extra Añejo. You got double the last drop in this motherfucker right here. Oh, my God. It takes the finish and adds it to that fucking Añejo. The finish of the extra Añejo and adds it to the Añejo. So now you're getting the black pepper on the end along with the sweetness. That's a winner mix right there.
There it is.
That is a winner mix right there.
Can't go wrong.
You know what? Shit, I didn't spend no money on this. That's $50 or whatever. So I don't mind mixing that shit. I just mixed the Añejo with the extra Añejo. It's just doing nothing but complimenting each other. It's getting everything and just added on there. Wow. The one thing that will not escape my mind now, though, on this extra Añejo, sipping that was a really good mix, by the way. That might have been one of the best better mixes I've ever done on this goddamn show. Oh, that's
now
so
imagine if they actually bottled that.
Oh, they would have to make that a limited release. I don't know what you would call it. They would call it Cabal Añejo. Give it a different name. Call it Millennium.
That sounds kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. I only thought about that because Weller got a new bottle coming out called Millennium.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think it'll be like $1,500 or some shit, whatever.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. It sounds about right. Yeah. Wow. That's perfect. It is complimenting each other everywhere. Oh. Let me not do that again. That was phenomenal, Cody. That right there. Had that been a real drink, that'd have been pour of the year.
Yep.
Mixing those two motherfuckers right there. Damn. I need a horse bottle. Give me like a blue or red one or something like that. Something different from their regular line. I'm going to pour it, mix that shit and barrel age that bitch in a barrel somewhere. Back on this one, though, the extra añejo. This one note will not leave besides the butterscotch. These hints of oranges, bananas, and cherries. They're just all there, Cody. This has a lot of fucking fruit flavor in it. Especially, though, as the more I sip on it, the cherries kind of fade away because they stay longer in the back end. But on the front end, bananas and oranges, Cody. Like an orange peel kind of more so than the actual orange itself. Orange peel, but bananas. Tropicalness all around, but yet still caters to that bourbon-type flavor profile that I'm liking. Damn, that was good. I only spent $30 on it, Cody. Why can't I have another pour?
Fuck it. Yeah. There'll be more. You be back.
Yeah. first of all, I have not seen these minis anywhere else. So I just want to say this. Tequila Ranch, shout out. It's one of the greatest goddamn tequila stores out there. Matter of fact, it is the greatest.
It's not the greatest. I was going to say, yeah.
It is the greatest tequila store in California. And I got some news for Cody when we get off the air. I can't say it on here.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be exciting, Cody.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be exciting, Cody.
Ooh, buddy.
Matter of fact, here, let me just text it to you. I'll text it to you right now.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see.
Okay.
Can't say nothing on it because we can't talk about it.
Lip sealed. Okay.
There we go. All right, text that to Cody right now so he can get a little,
flavor. Oh, shit.
A little flavor in his ear.
All right. Very interesting.
That's in the works, Cody.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Mm-hmm. Told me that shit yesterday. I was just like, shit.
Fair.
Shit. Bigger, too.
Bigger? Okay.
But yeah. Yeah. We'll talk when we're done with that. They gave me some other notes on there, Tom. Oh, yeah, I'll just text to you again right now, people. I know that ain't fun entertainment, but you know, hey, I'm living high off this right now. All right, let me write that.
Hey, no less.
Yeah.
Say less.
Hey, Dave. They know her.
Yeah. Man, I have so much I want to say. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'll say something.
Hey, they were telling me about it, and they were just like, that's between us. So I was just like, oh, say less. Oh, you ain't got, hey. I can't even say this comment.
Let's just say we'll be paying attention. We'll just say that.
There you go. I like that. I want to say shout out to them on this. I've not seen Cabal minis anywhere but them, and I hope it gets spread around the store. But I got to tell you, I would not have had this bottle had it not been for this store.
Right. Yeah.
I just told Cody the price, $300
steals any day of the week.
I love this now.
Yeah.
It's getting the last drop, by the way. I just want to put that out there. This is a drop.
Bonafide.
Yeah, it's bona fide. Anything less would be asinine. I'm not in love with it enough to spend $300 though on the bottle.
That's
especially when you're just giving me the option. Like we were talking about the G4 earlier. Yeah. The G4 ain't really giving me an option. They don't make the miniatures.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of putting me in I mean, I ain't gonna rush to get it because I'll wait a little bit longer. It was like, you know, you might get into that mini game. Once I saw the Cabals making it, I jumped on those right away. I was like,
G4 minis might be right around the corner. We don't know.
Yeah. The thing about G4, the models are affordable.
They're very affordable.
I don't give a shit about spending 40 mm-hmm. bucks on a Blanco and
50, oh, yeah.
nine on a yeah, Reposado. Mm-hmm. I'll spend that all day, every day, whatever. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the G the Cabals, I think, range in that price from their Blanco and Reposado. Now, granted, they said mm-hmm. the Blanco you don't really try that, but the Añejos are the ones that are up there a little bit. So basically, I would have just been buying Reposados from them for Cabal. I would never bought this.
Right.
I wouldn't have bought either of these Añejos, to be honest. I'll be real with you. I'd have been like, eh, nah, I'm good. I'll try another day. But these right here, Cody.
Kilo yes, Ranch, sir.
Kilo Ranch. These are 100 milliliter bottles right here, and they're winners. I love it, dude. Both of these get a last drop for me. I told you we was going to kick tequila month off here. Strong, baby. Strong. And
you weren't lying.
Here's what I was alluding to earlier, which I'm going to do. I'm going to do two bottles every week, Cody.
Two bottles a week?
I'm going to do two bottles a week, Cody.
All right.
And it's going to be the same brand, too.
It's going to be
like the Reposado and the Añejo, or the Blanco and the Reposado. It's going to be like that. I'm gonna hit it off like that, Cody, for the whole month.
I love it.
That's how much I miss tequila.
I love it. Oh, man, it's going to be fun. I can't wait to see what's in store next week. I already kind of spoiled my choice next week. It's going to be Fortaleza. Just prepare yourselves. It's gonna be a Fortaleza week.
Well, fuck it. I'll join you. I'll do the still stream.
Yeah, okay. Fuck it. Fortaleza.
There you go.
Fortaleza week.
Yeah, it's Fortaleza week over
week
there.
Week two.
Yeah,
Fortaleza week. Love it.
Yeah,
oh, there it is.
I'm ready now.
Don't give me ideas.
Yeah, hey, it's Cinco de Drunko. Shit, Fortaleza week next week, people. I'll do the still stream. There you go. Yeah.
All right, cool.
And I'll sip on that Blanco while Cody reviews it.
Yeah, perfect.
Finally open that still strength up right there, baby. Oh my God. I like that my watch over there reminds me, did you work out today, bitch? Don't worry about it.
Did you work out today?
Yeah. Sit your ass on that charger and shut the fuck up. Shit. Yeah.
I'm just being shit. The fuck?
Don't tell me what to do today, goddamn it, shit. I don't plan on it, bitch. I'm skipping today, Sunday's workout, okay? Yeah, I'm going to have me a nice steak probably, so.
It's not fire.
Oh, my God, dude. The nose on this baby. Man, dude, you even get the butterscotch on the aroma now, too, man. Oh, my God. I'm in love. Ricky was the one that told us when Tequila Ranch had their grand opening. He said a few. He pointed at El Tesoro being one. Cody already reviewed one of those. I'm blanking on some of the other ones. And I remember one of the last ones he pointed at was Cabal. And I know when he makes his Costco runs, I follow him on TikTok, and he posts about, you know, his Costco runs. That's one of his weekly contents, his Costco runs. And that motherfucker goes crazy when he sees Cabal. He'll buy like four bottles of it, secure that bitch, whatever. Like, that's his thing. He makes Costco runs and he buys like, so I might have to start going to Costco, Cody, for tequila, because clearly they be having the good shit on deals, dude. And not a lot of people are hitting they selections up, if you will. So,
that's very true. I didn't even think about that, but that's actually a great point.
Yeah. And you ain't that far from one, and neither am I.
No,
so,
I'm not. Nah.
And you don't need a membership to buy alcohol from Costco.
Right.
So I just want to put that out there if you live. So I might start making a Costco run for tequila now, because if they got Cabal on sale or whatever, might as well start doing that now. Because I never really looked at that tequila at Costco, but Ricky's the one that's been showing me. Like, I've seen him getting like the El Tesoro Reposados and shit, and all in the $50 range and shit too, like that. He's getting the Cabals, the Reposados. He grabbed an Añejo from them too as well, and it was like $90 or something like that. He shows the price on the tag or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Ricky's the man when it comes to tequila and finding that out, whatever and stuff. He basically like us to the whiskey and craft beer. He's mm-hmm. a tequila one.
Right,
of that.
He's
the godfather of tequila. Let me put that out.
That he is.
Yeah.
That he is.
He said he wasn't. I think we crowned
nah,
him.
Nah, he is.
I don't give a fuck what he said. He
most definitely is. Yeah.
Yeah. He said his boy in Vegas was, but I was like, you know, I don't see that motherfucker. So, Ricky's the man when it comes to tequila. And he had his IE festival for tequila mm-hmm. yesterday. Fucking disappointed we couldn't go to that or whatever, but hopefully he can do another one. I heard it was a fucking great event, And I'm not surprised that motherfuckers was fucked up because it went from it went from like 1 to 9 o'clock, Cody. So it, that's a long ass goddamn day.
That's 8 hours to drinking
a tequila. Like, Ooh, man. So that sounds like a hell of an event. So I heard he was mixing margaritas and everything up in there, Cody.
Oh, shit.
They had those the cups with the what do they call it? The spice you put around the rim of the glass.
Oh, tahini.
Tahini, yeah, the tahini on it and shit. It's doing drinks and stuff like that. I was like, man, I'm kind of. I saw the little pictures and videos. I was like, damn it, I hate that I missed that. But also, I was like, ooh, I'd have been fucked up.
Yeah, you probably would have died.
Death by tequila. I love it though. Yeah, I love it. I know Cody was talking about taking a train. I was talking about driving one time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wouldn't have worked out at all.
Nah.
Yeah, it just no. Cody can't be fucked up on a train. He'd got robbed, most likely.
Yeah.
And drinking and driving is just never cool. So you just don't do that. So yeah. I didn't think it was gonna be that long. That was a whole fucking day though.
8 hours.
He gave out some cool little swag gifts and shit like that, little bags and everything, some little miniatures and stuff like that. So yeah, it sounded like it was a hit.
Hell yeah. All right. Love it.
Do that somewhere closer to us, though, next time.
Yeah, yeah. Do that shit in West L.A.
Yeah, man. West L.A. don't get shit.
Yeah.
It really don't get shit. I mean, it kind of just stops at Culver City. Culver City maybe has something, whatever. But rest of West L.A., they don't really get a damn thing. But, yo, those were fire pours, man. Those were really fucking good. I enjoyed the shot of those. Man, now you got me all excited about four leaves a week. I'm super
pumped. It's going to be fun, man. The saga continues. That's all I will say.
Yeah, it continues. It continues crazy. I was thinking about doing the two pours. And I was like, I'm really ruining the rest of the year, am I? I was like, man, I'm just limiting the rest. I said, all right, rest of the year got to step up now because it's going to be some high quality.
Damn.
We're at the halfway point now, Cody.
This is – holy shit. This is – wow. I'm at a loss of words right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. This is wow.
We might have to do for June. We will do a top five best of so far. I know we said we was going to do that last. We was going to do that last year, and I think we never got. We did. I think we kind of brushed through it a little bit. Where we went through it like 2 months later. So we did like in August or something like that. But June, we will do a top five so far of the year.
All right, that sounds good.
I want to see what Cody's thinking for his top 10 and see if that even sticks around or whatever, because he's had a lot of lodge drops lately, so he's going to have a hard time. It's been some quality pours on here and here, and it's been a winner, man. It's been a fucking winner. I ain't gonna lie. I want a burger right now. Now.
Speaking of language, brother.
I want a grilled chicken sandwich, actually. That'd go well
speaking
with this.
Language.
Mm.
I had a burger for a while either. That's not good.
I had one last night, dude. It was...
Mm.
Fire, dude. Yeah, because the champagne, I was like, yeah, I got something to drown that out. Actually, you know what? I will say that burger went really well with the champagne.
Okay.
It went really well. I don't know if the champagne.
I can see that. Yeah, because champagne, you know, very bright, dry, probably cuts right through the fat of the burger.
The burger felt like it absorbed it. Like, it kind of just absorbed it. I was like, all right.
I can see that being a good pairing. Well, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and I had bacon on it too. So.
Okay. Yeah. Saltiness kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bacon, raw onions, you know, the usual stuff. It was, it was pretty fire. So.
Yeah, I can see that actually.
So that's just another segue to tell our boy, bring that goddamn burger back at Barco's. Yeah. Come on, Rich. Why you fucking
with it? Come on, Rich. We waiting on it.
Why you fucking with it? Why ain't they open right now? That's another thing. You need to be open on Sundays.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta change that schedule, man.
God damn it.
I'm gonna ask him next time we see him. We probably the only two that make requests, huh?
Sunday would be perfect too.
It really would. I kind of wish it was open on Sundays because I got the most free time sometimes on Sundays.
Yeah.
Sundays is usually when I plan my dinners and lunches and shit like that. Mm-hmm. We'll get togethers, whatever. That'd be fantastic to have Barcode open on Sunday. Because right now I'd be like, Cody, you wanna head there right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just go.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Hope that pappy. But so you gotta hook us up, Rich. Do something. If you ain't gonna give us a burger back, open up on Sundays then.
There it is. I think that's a good ultimatum right there.
Because I'm happy with the, so. Yeah. I'm happy with the chicken tenders and tacos.
Yeah. We'll settle for that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, you got the patio now. You let us smoke cigars, so shit, that perfect, whatever stuff. So, like, shit. If we do barcode once a month, like, we probably, if we're gonna smoke a cigar, we should have like cigar review now too.
Yeah, you throw one in there. Yeah,
we could do
a little mini cigar review. Yeah, that'd be
kind of fun. We're gonna try to do barcode a Saturday, a little Saturday night maybe. We're gonna try to do that once a month.
Yeah.
And then it's going to probably be around, well, this month, maybe it'll be a little bit earlier. Who knows, whatever. So the only reason why I don't have an idea is my mom's birthday and Mother's Day and shit like that. So
I keep forgetting Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is supposed to be this weekend, but yeah. I don't know. This year it got pushed back to the second week of Sundays. I don't know what jackass came up with that idea. But Mother's Day in America, people, if you're a foreigner listener, Mother's Day is like the third biggest holiday in America. It's fucking huge. Every goddamn thing is packed.
People love the moms.
Yeah, it goes Christmas, although shit, you might even say Thanksgiving and Christmas are kind of like one and one to be on 1A, 1B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Mother's Day. Those are like the three biggest fucking holidays in America. And the reason why I know this is because the stores for Mother's Day sells like a motherfucker and every goddamn restaurant will be packed as shit. They more packed than they are on Valentine's Day.
Yep.
So you are not getting no mimosas that goddamn weekend, people.
Nope.
Unless you planned in advance. So, and luckily for me, my mother don't like going out on Mother's Day anyway. So I get to plan and do those weeks in advance or whatever. So
smart.
She say it's too goddamn packed and I don't want to be nowhere near people.
Smart.
So
I like that thinking.
Yeah. So maybe after that week, we'll probably do a little barcode. We're gonna smoke some Pappy cigars, whatever. And we'll have a little review on that to talk about that. So if I can pull out Cody, shit, maybe we'll do it like at the end of the year, top three cigars of the year for Cody too.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. That sounds fun.
We'll see what Cody thinks so far. He never had a Cody. Yeah. He hasn't had the Pappy ones. I'm gonna try to do like all the bourbon infused ones or whatever, because not a lot of people smoke those cigars. And when I posted them, I had a few cigar people asking me what did I think of some of them. So I'm going to try to do a lot of the bourbon-infused ones, Cody. So I got the Buffalo Trace ones. I got the Pappy ones. We already did the Weller. Well, we didn't do Weller, but we did Cohibas. Mm-hmm. We'll do Weller Cohibas at one point. I got two of those. So one's for you, buddy.
Oh, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. Appreciate that.
And I know they made some Eagle Rare ones. So I need to find those. And We'll go from there, whatever and stuff. Ooh, and Cohiba just came out with a new one too. It looked beautiful. It's got that purple label on there and shit. Ooh, well, I even love the name of it. I forgot the name of it, but I really want to get that cigar. It's so fucking hard to find those newer Cohibas.
I quite enjoyed the first Cohiba we had a barcode that one night. That was a treat.
Cohiba so, Black.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here.
So that's just like the base one too.
The Riviera.
Riviera.
Yeah, man. And
the Weller and the Eagle. Oh, yeah.
I really want this one. And Total Wine, they got a nice selection of Cohibas too. I think the lower ones start from like blue and red, and then I think it's blue is the lowest. It's got red, the black, which is like one of the higher ones, and then like the whites and stuff like that. When you get into those start getting higher. I also want this one too. They came out with this one, the Series M. That shit is like gorgeous as well.
Mm.
I'm in love with
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love that label. Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. I'm in love with it. So we're going to try to do some cigars, whatever. I found a cool little cigar lounge in Inglewood. They got a lot of rules in that motherfucker. It's like no phones, no talking loud or some shit like that. I was just like, what? Mm. I'm pretty loud, so I don't.
No phones. Okay.
Yeah, they don't want you taking photos or videos or anything like that, Cody.
Oh, okay. I guess.
Yeah. I saw a review too saying if you kind of new coming here, they kind of like look at you to see what you be smoking as well too. It's like, all right, I ain't looking to get judged about the photos and shit. Like,
bro,
like,
we might need to just hit up 7 grand.
Oh yeah, 7 grand do that too. Yeah.
Yeah, might need to do that.
Might need to do that because I was looking at that one. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Although I might be getting a membership at this one spot.
Oh, okay.
I might be getting a membership, and my membership includes me allowing a guest to join me.
Well, shit. Okay. So
I might get a membership to this one place that I've been now twice. I think I told you about the place. I've been there. With, the first time I went there was with Sasha, a former Laker. Was I able to go Eva? This place was pretty dope. It's like one of those membership spots with like restaurants and like bars and whiskey and shit like that. But also like a cigar lounge every or whatever shit. So I'm thinking of getting it because I saw like the low tier membership one. I was just like, I'll pay that. I mean, that's fine. They even have like gambling there, like poker and stuff like that, whatever. So I was just like, oh man. And they have like a little conference room too, so you could record the podcast.
Oh well, shit. This sounds like a fucking winner to me.
Yeah. So damn. I might grab all that. Right. Actually, that conference room was legit too when they that showed it to me. Sounds
perfect.
Yeah.
Everything sounds perfect.
I'm thinking of getting a membership there. So we'll see how that works out or whatever. But you are allowed up to one guest with this low tier member one. So
yes, we got a lot of exciting updates this year, man. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, man, I want to get more into cigar smoking. Yeah, because I've been smoking cigars more since last October. It was cool to see how you reacted to the Cohiba, the black Cohiba, because I fell in love with it. I was just like, oh man, this is really good or whatever. I want to see what Cody thinks. And like, it was that difference of like smoking like more fine age cigars where it was kind of like, oh man, like I can really taste like the silkiness on this and that those flavors of the robustness and all
my,
that.
My main takeaway was how spicy it was.
Yeah, yeah. It had that spice on it and stuff. Yeah. So I really want to dive more into that. And Cohiba's just it, whatever, you know, so. Yeah, we're going to do some of that as well going on once a month, man. We're going to get a little cigar. And I want to hear Cody's top three.
Okay, I love it. Yeah. Make that happen.
Yeah. So we're going to get out of here now. We've been going long enough.
Great show. Fun show, man. It's a lot of fun.
I'm excited. I'm ready to do Fort Aliza. Is it Sunday yet?
what day is it right now?
Yeah, what day is it right now? So yeah, we'll come back to that at one point or another. So and then we'll talk about the Tequila Ranch over there and stuff like that because one of the greatest stores ever. Cody, I'm recommending you go get one of these goddamn bottles now.
Yeah, I gotta make a stop by Tequila Ranch. It's been a minute.
Yeah, you gotta get these. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I need one of those in my life, or maybe two.
I might need two. $60. Yeah, maybe two of those. Yeah, you might have to get both just so you can do a mix. You gotta mix that shit now. So yeah, might have to do that. With that said, I'm gonna get out of here. I want to thank everybody for listening, tuning in. Fun show. Back to tequila. Back at it. No more.
Back to life.
Oh man.
Back to reality.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You gotta give life back to music. A little Daft Punk there. a little Daft Punk there. I watched that video again, them going their separate way. I was like, oh shit, this hit so hard.
That
shit
traumatized this fuck. I watched that once and that was it. Like never again.
It's like beautifully sad.
Like, it is beautiful. It's fucked up, but it's beautiful.
He's just like, wow. Man, that was like 2 years ago, too, people, by the way. Yeah, so it's over, I guess. But I'm your godfather of whiskey, I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses, well, never be dry.